You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time to play Rattle Off. Lines are filled. Let's get right to it. And see who's going to win this prize today. Hey, Jill, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
What are you up to today?
I'm at work.
Yuck.
Punching the clock. What do you do?
I'm a title clerk at an auto dealership.
Oh, I bet you're busy.
I'm in the market for a car right now, and I got to tell you, the inventory situation is insane.
Awful.
It's slim pickings right now.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like
the still have a job at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, it's like the worst time in my life to buy a car because the new, used.
You're not going to get what you want, you know?
Man, I'll tell you what, if people just want to, like, if they're trying to sell a car, like just an individual, well, I think you post that on Facebook or
Next
Door
my
or
truck.
Something like that.
I wonder what I could get for my truck right now.
Probably a bundle.
Yeah, you'll get a lot for any car you want to sell anywhere.
Problem is, I got to turn around and get another one, though.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Man. Well, good. Any particular cars you're selling? Do you work for a dealership or is it like just a big used car lot?
No, I work for Larry H. Miller Ford Lakewood.
I'm familiar.
Okay.
Right on.
And what do you drive personally?
I personally drive I have a Ford Focus, I have a Ford Fusion, and I also have a Subaru Outback.
What are you doing with so many cars?
Well, my husband, myself, and then we just have an extra one, in case something happens.
Yeah, how'd that Subaru sneak in there if you're working at a Ford dealer?
I bought it here used, actually.
Oh, there you go. great deal.
Three cars for two people. And that's so funny. In my household, we have three people and one car.
Awesome.
It's nice to have that backup if one breaks down,
Yeah.
I guess. It's a lot of insurance and crap to pay for. Just for a just-in-case moment. You know what my just-in-case moment is? Uber. Much cheaper.
Quit making her feel
ready
bad.
To play,
now that Dom's made you feel bad, you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
I didn't make her feel bad. She didn't care what I say. Doesn't affect her at all.
No, he didn't make me feel bad.
All right, good.
Hey, listen, earlier this morning, we were talking about Tom Cruise. Anytime we give you an actor like that, you can only pick one movie per franchise. Only one per franchise. But we're looking for five movies with Tom Cruise. Think you can do it? Ready and go.
Oh, my goodness. Top Gun. Jerry Maguire.
That's two.
That is only
you actually
two.
Have more cars than answers.
Yep.
The Mummy.
No, game's over.
The time ended.
Oh, man.
It ended a while ago.
I'm awful. Yeah, okay. Well, that's terrible.
Oh, well, you know what? That's all right, because we enjoy talking to you.
You want to tell her what's awful, Dom? Owning three cars for two people? You want to bring that up again?
Well, I already did. I said she has
you
more
cars.
Want to
bring it up again before we let her go?
She's got three cars, but she only gave us two movies. I mean,
that's what's awful, Jill.
Why did it have to be Tom Cruise? Any other?
Because that's what Jeremy said he wanted to do.
He's in the news today because they shut down Mission Impossible 14 again.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down the set because of COVID.
That's another movie you could have just said Mission Impossible.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
give our love to the crew.
I will.
All right.
Thanks
bye.
For calling. Bye.
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 Hey, Janet, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What kind of car do you drive?
a Honda. But
what
I
kind?
Also have like four cars. I have a Honda CR-V. I have two of those. We have a Honda Pilot. We have a Ford Fusion. We have a Dodge. We have several, but I also have four kids. So they all have cars.
Four kids.
My goodness. Yes.
So you got
what
a car
do you think
for
of that
everybody.
CR-V? Do you like the CR-V?
This is my third CR-V, and I absolutely love it. I have one that has 230,000, and my 17-year-old drives it, and it still runs like a champ.
Holy cow.
Oh, darn. That's one of them I was looking at, actually. I don't think I'm going to get that one, but that's one I was looking at. So.
I love it. They're great cars.
All right.
Right on. What do you do for a living?
I am an HR person in retail.
All right.
HR in retail. What's the turnover in that industry like right now?
Well, if you were where I work, we have the best turnover in our district. So we're only at about, 40%, but there's people that are at 110%. It's pretty rough right now.
What's
the
retail?
Reading a story this morning about how all of these companies, like, they're talking about how difficult it is to hire people right now. And this in this one story, they were talking about how they did a job fair, all right, with a bunch of companies. Mm-hmm. They had 500 openings, 500 different jobs, and guess what the total attendance was at the job fair?
Four people showed up
for a job fair for 500 jobs.
My gosh.
If you work in a place where you take care of your people, though, you have lots of tenure. We have lots of tenure where I work, like, over 30 years. So,
well, that's huge.
If you take care of people, then they come back or they stay.
But there is so many job openings, right? I saw something that in Denver or Colorado, there was like 100,000 job openings right now, and they just can't fill them.
No, yeah. you have to be able to take care of them when they're there. I think that's more important than the wage a lot of times is how they're treated and work environment and work-life balance. I mean, that's a huge thing. So
you're in a good spot then.
People say surveys, Janet, that they want to feel appreciated. It's that simple. They just want the pat on the head.
I'd like a taco bar in the kitchen.
We do that for people. Pre-COVID, we did
taco. You have taco bars?
We have Taco Tuesday, yep.
I'll be darned.
But
what are Fridays?
COVID,
what are Fridays?
Fridays could be anything. We have a new thing now where it says you've been mugged, and we give people a mug filled with goodies.
A mug filled with goodies.
Do like lifesavers and say you're a lifesaver or thanks for going the extra mile with gum. I mean, it's just you got to take care of people.
Gum? I changed my mind. I don't want to work where you're working.
No, come on. It's fun.
You did a great job. Here's a stick of gum.
You buy the gum that's extra. And it says, thanks for going the extra mile.
Oh, so you get six sticks of gum.
Six slices of gum, yeah.
Yes.
Janet, did you come up with all these?
You know, I kind of did. I love doing that for people. So,
well, it's sweet of you.
You should have stopped at Taco Tuesday because you had Jeremy up until that point.
Now it's just getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah, he's walking. Now he's going across the street.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Because they give them a stick of gum and a bag of circus peanuts. So.
Oh, my heck. You guys are hilarious.
Oh, my heck.
Oh, man. I'm glad I didn't have the Tom Cruise one because I would have so lost that.
Really?
He's got 200
he's
movies.
He's been around forever.
Okay. Could I have said Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No, you're not allowed
to
do that.
One movie per franchise, but he's still got it.
It's like Risky Business, Rain Man, Vanilla Sky.
Once you say them, I remember.
A Few Good Men, Cocktail.
A Few Good Men, right.
Far and Away.
You don't get that category. Are you ready to play?
Oh, I think so.
10 seconds. We're looking for the names of five board games. Board games. Ready and go.
Monopoly, Scrabble, Trouble, Clue. Good Lord. Yahtzee.
Now hold on a second. We got to get into a discussion here.
Oh, great.
Let's do it.
Because Yahtzee is technically not a board. There's no board. It's just a dice game.
We play on a board because it's less noise on the table.
Shut up, Janet.
You lay down like a piece of plywood?
Well, no, not... Okay, come on. Not that... Like a piece of board. So like if you're playing on the table when the kids were little and you didn't want to wake them up and I had a friend that I played with, it was loud. So you lay down...
How hard are you throwing those dice, Janet?
Well, it's still loud.
The dice weren't loud. It's just that they were drunk.
Like when the kids are in bed, I don't like look over at my wife and be like, hey, you want to play some Yahtzee? Kids are asleep.
Friend.
Kids are asleep.
Oh, man, you guys.
Oh, my God. Let me get the piece of wood for the table so the dice don't work on that.
No, that's terrible.
I'm going for three of a kind.
Ooh,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Technically, I'm a good negotiator. See, technically, that would work.
Shake that cup.
I'm about to fill an inside straight.
Oh, is this a daytime show?
Oh, my God. I yahtzeed twice tonight.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. That's a good note to end on.
All right.
You win. You got it. You win.
We're going to give it to you. You're a winner.
You're a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Hey.
You went the extra mile with that one, Jenny.
We're going to give you $100,000. Come pick it up. It's a candy bar.
Okay, that was good. Well played. Mic drop.
By the way, you can take that idea from Jeremy and make it one of your Wednesday
$100,000.
$100,000 days. Write it down right now. Put it on a post-it note.
It's going to be huge.
On your computer screen.
Been there, done that.
Janet, you are beyond delightful. Will you please stand by so that Josh can tell you about your prize?
I will, and you guys are amazing. So thank you so much.
Thank you,
Thank
Janet.
Thank you for listening. We love you, Janet. We love you, and we don't care who knows.
Kisses.